Looking back and living back. Definitely two different things. Looking back's that chance to remember a time, maybe a moment, that you can apply to your today for an even better tomorrow. Hi everybody, I'm Rudy Grande, and for the next hour, we're going to look back to the time that we got on track with the light of Christ. Welcome, this is Tracks of Light.
All right, as we dive into Tracks of Light, we're going to take a look at the landscape of music back in the 60s and 70s. In the 50s and 60s, we already had all the pop that had come in and the British invasion, all the great stuff that made music great. But now, it was a time to where music could become the great communicator. Artists recognized radio as the outlet, so they wanted to get their music on radio any way they could. In Southern California, there was a movement growing we called the Jesus Music Movement. Bunch of hippies, some drug addicts, had recognized they needed the truth. They needed Jesus Christ. And as that movement was growing in big churches like the Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California, Melodyland in Orange County, and Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa. Now, while the Jesus Music Movement was just beginning to form in Southern California, there were bands that said, "We have what America's looking for." As they were trying to shape the culture with protest songs, there were bands like Edwin Hawkins, who could take an old spiritual from 1755 and make a song out of it that gave Americans answers. People wanted to hear it, so much so that this was the number 4 song in America in general market radio in 1969.
Oh, happy day. Happy day, when Jesus
wore,
oh, when he wore, when Jesus
wore,
washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
oh, happy day.
Happy
day, oh,
happy day, when Jesus
wore,
oh, when he
wore,
when Jesus
wore,
washed my sins away,
Lord.
Oh, it's a happy day. day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked.
Oh, when he walked.
When Jesus walked.
When Jesus walked. Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, happy day.
Good God.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy day.
Lord.
Oh, happy day.
This is Tracks of Light. I'm Rudy Grande, and as we take a look at the beginnings of the Jesus music movement, while it was getting arranged in the late 60s and early 70s, another Christian artist came out and broke into America's music scene with this song that went to number 24 on the top 40 charts in 1971. Here's Noel Paul Stuckey.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured this true his part. The union of your spirit here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Shall leave his mother and a woman leave her home. They shall travel on to where the two shall be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man.
Music is the great communicator. This is Tracks of Light, and I'm Rudy Grande. And as we take a look at the very beginnings of the Jesus music movement, while it was getting organized from 1968 into the mid-70s in Orange County, in Texas, in some parts of the East Coast, we found new record labels were coming out. Maranatha Music. We found that New Day and even ABC Dunhill started recognizing that there is a big market for people that like Jesus rock. People that were accepting Norman Greenbaum with his Spirit in the Sky, Pacific Gas and Electric with Are You Ready, and Put Your Hand in the Hand by a Canadian group by the name of Ocean. In 1974, we started to see change in general market radio. No longer was it just the pop music stations, the top 40 stations, but now a genre of music called progressive rock was starting to grow. These were radio stations around the country that were playing just album cuts, things that wouldn't make it onto a 45 record. A producer for ABC Dunhill produced an album called White Horse. It was an epic change for the Jesus music movement. He was out of the church on the way in Van Nuys, California. His name is Michael Omardian. This was seen as the beginning of Christian music making it onto general market radio. Here's the title track to Michael Omardian's album, White Horse.
Red moon shines on a burning tree. Someone is taking my life from me. Where is my family, the light of my day? Someone has taken them all away. I seem to remember someone saying the seal will be broken like a proud man's back. Look for the white horse carrying light. Tie the red cord.
Na 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 Real music memories.
Overwhelming truth for today and tomorrow.
Tracksoflight.com.
Artists with hits in the 1960s saw that Christian music was something they could do now in 1976. Here's B.J. Thomas.
I flash back and think about the time I first found you. You took me in just as I was and made me feel brand new. And though it wasn't long ago, at times it's hard to believe it really actually happened. I let you get to me.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Can keep it up till I go back and see the first time that you found me. You must have known love well, or maybe you were love itself at the time. I couldn't tell.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
In 1977, a real big change in the Jesus music movement started with the big hit, You Light Up My Life by Debbie Boone. People recognized, well, this is Pat Boone's daughter. She must be doing a Christian song. So people asked, was You Light Up My Life a love song for a movie, or was Debbie doing a Christian song?
I never had an agenda, like I was trying to, do it in a way where I would be able to tell people that this was a song about God. It was just the words. If you look at the words of the song, and over the years people have interpreted it many different ways, and it's a song that parents sing to their kids, or a romantic love song, or for many people it became a kind of a spiritual anthem, because the word, it's really just about love, and it's about light coming into darkness, which is where, for me it became a very strong relationship song between me and God. And, you know, that lyrics like rolling at sea adrift on the water, you know, who doesn't know that feeling when you're, you know, struggling in life? Could it be finally I'm turning for home? And for me, home is that connection with my God, you know. I've always sung it that way, but I never expected that I would be called upon in an interview to say, who were you singing to? That sort of took me back. And, you know, what are you going to do? You tell the truth.
Big song for Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life. 10 weeks in 1977 on the top of the top 40 charts. And in 1980, this was the title track to her first big Christian album, With My Song.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am held. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song.
Listening to Tracks of Light, and another big success from the general market wanted to do Christian music. From the band America, here's Dan Peek.
When you turn misty blue, I have my eyes on you. The good things will come true, just believe in your heart. There's nothing too much for you. You
Tracks of Light changed lives since the 70s, now capturing people's hearts again, today and forever. Tracks of Light.
So many artists from the general market were saying, you know what, music is the great communicator, and I need to be communicating my faith. From the band The Outlaws, here's Rick Kua. And there we have another edition of Tracks of Light, where we trace back the tracks of when we started walking in the light with Jesus Christ. I know some of us really feel kind of bad because it's not been a really good walk or things didn't go as smoothly as we thought. You know, the great thing to remember is that life isn't a career. A relationship with Jesus Christ is not a career. Life with Jesus Christ is one day at a time. It's taking things that He puts in our life every day to draw us closer to Him. I'm glad you're tracing back your tracks of light as we trace back the tracks of life of how Christian music got started and what brought us that great movement to the 70s that brings us to today. And we'll be back next week with another edition of Tracks of Light.